from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Bernstein and Holmes, your midday destination for Chicago sports talk on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
It's football, mister.
It is, and it's tonight, right here on these very airwaves and beyond. Tonight, you'll be able to hear the NFL season opener on The Score. The Ravens take on the Chiefs in an AFC title game rematch. Coverage begins at 6:30, kickoff 7:20 right here on The Score and the Odyssey app. The Athletic did their first power ranking, their final preseason power ranking, setting it up, and the Bears are right smack dab in the middle.
At 16?
They are, they're what you think they should be, yes. And
what's the capsule? Is there any capsule on it?
There is. The Chiefs are number one, obviously. And then I kept scrolling, and I did not cheat on this. I didn't. I really did read it through, and they give a
the Chiefs as number one is interesting. Obviously, they're the champs, right? But
they're better than they were last year.
Last year's team was it was touch and go during the regular season.
They didn't have anybody who could catch a ball.
That
and they won the Super Bowl
Sunday night game with them and the Packers, like. Is anyone going to catch a ball tonight?
That was bad.
First game of the season.
Mm-hmm.
They lost because no one could catch the ball.
Well, and then they had the guy lining up offsides, and it was none of that was good.
Patrick Mahomes got mad at people.
Chiefs 1, Lions 2.
Ooh.
Ravens 3.
Saucy.
And Texans 4. Then the Niners, the Packers 6. Cowboys, Bills, Bengals, Eagles, that's 10.
Okay. I don't have any problems there.
All right. Browns at 11.
I need to see it.
Rams at 12.
It's about right.
Jets, 13.
Their roster is really good even before you start talking about the quarterback. But if the quarterback isn't healthy or isn't on it, you got problems.
Or is finally old.
Yeah, I think that he's definitely old.
But it's finally playing old. We'll see.
We'll see.
Okay. 14, Dolphins.
Probably a little low.
15, Falcons.
I've got questions, but they did seem to be a team that just needed a quarterback, and now they got one.
16, Bears.
I have questions there, too.
And they use one word for preseason vibes.
Bears.
And the one word, every team gets one word for preseason vibes.
Bears.
I will just read you the previous one word preseason vibes before we get to the Bears and without the teams. These were the one word explanations or descriptions of the vibes around a team. Swiftian, wired, steady, too good, not great, Bob, lurking, one third fixed, Clyde Drexler's Trailblazers, worrisome, chilly, depends on who you ask, weird, testy, contrarian, impatient, and the Bears, the word is?
Bears.
Giddy.
Ooh.
Here's the capsule.
Bears.
Things seem almost too good in Chicago. People expect rookie quarterback Caleb Williams to set the franchise record for single-season passing yards. Not rookie record, but all-time record. Right now, that belongs to Eric Kramer, who passed for 3,838 yards in 1995. For now, we're ignoring the fact that Williams completed less than 50% of his passes in a brief preseason appearance.
We haven't ignored that.
Add to that a defense that led the NFL in points allowed at 15.5 per game from week 12 on last season, and the Bears have reason to smile.
You know, part of the reason that they gave up all of those points in the second half of the season?
Or they didn't give up all those points.
Because they finally got
a player.
Yeah.
They got Montez Sweat.
They still need another one, though.
Perhaps. But boy, when you get to the, who do you think is last? Who do you think is 32 of 32?
Panthers.
Yeah, I was going to.
Panthers are 29.
Yeah, they're moving on up.
Their preseason vibe is better.
That's what I said. I said things are going to be better.
That's literally what you said. Who's dead last here? You got 29.
Bears. No.
Go ahead. Anybody. To the room. It's hard because it's a big blob this year.
Yeah.
Because it's a huge blob here. Because if you're just joining us, if you are new to the score.
Is it the Titans?
It's not. But just to get you reacquainted on blob theory, the unifying theory of NFL football for me for years has been the blob theory. Most NFL teams are in the blob.
Is it the Patriots?
It is the Patriots. And it's hard to break free of the blob. It is also hard to sink to the very center of the blob.
What's the word for the Patriots?
Overmatched.
That sounds about right.
It says the award for worst look of the preseason goes to first-year Patriots coach Gerard Mayo, who said New England had a true quarterback competition and that rookie Drake May had outplayed veteran Jacoby Brissett, and then he named Brissett the starter.
Sure did.
The Patriots' organizational thinking seems to be that the rest of the offense is too bad to put the valuable May in harm's way.
Fair enough.
That's going to make Mayo's pregame pep talks tough this season. Good luck, Jacoby. They're at 32. Number 31 is the Giants. Number 30, the Broncos.
So look, remember how I was saying that everyone is very excited about their rookie quarterback? Well, there was an illustration of it earlier this week. I go back through my tweets, make sure I get it right. Here's what I mean. The Athletic wrote a piece, and here's the graph before you can click on it. Bo Nix has always been ready. From starting under center for Alabama high school football as an eighth grader to becoming the Broncos QB1, Nix has stayed ahead of the curve.
Huh?
I'm just saying that everyone.
Well, here's the capsule on that.
And Bo Nix, like in the way they're selling it is, he was an eighth grader playing varsity. He's a freshman starter at Auburn. And now he's going to be starting for the Broncos because he's ahead of the curve.
Here's
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The brief capsule, preseason vibes for Denver, confident. Should they be? Who knows? It doesn't look great from the outside, but second-year coach Sean Payton is a big believer in Sean Payton.
Very much so.
He's also a big fan of Bo Nix. Almost everyone in the league thought the Broncos overdrafted Nix at number 12, but Payton has raved about him all preseason. If Payton can inject some of his self-belief into Nix, he might prove himself right and everyone else wrong, or this team will be stuck down here in the 30s all season long.
Can you look at what it says about the two teams that are playing tonight, Kansas City and Baltimore?
Sure. Kansas City, number one, preseason vibes, Swiftian. Mahomes is throwing behind-the-back passes in preseason games. Kansas City locked up at star center, and Xavier Worthy is bringing the afterburners back to the offense. The defending champs are starting the season the way they ended the last one, on a high note. Even the off-field momentum is peaking. Tight end and Taylor Swift boyfriend Travis Kelce just signed a mega podcast deal with his brother Jason. A week one visit from the Ravens will provide a fun showcase, but even a loss wouldn't kill the mood. Everything about the Chiefs is pointed toward January and February.
Patrick Mahomes is in year 8.
Amazing.
It's wild.
Here's what it says about the Ravens. Preseason vibes, steady. Entering John Harbaugh's, what year do you think this is for him?
20?
17th season as Ravens head coach. Baltimore is doing mostly what it's done the last 16 seasons, plugging along. A new defensive coordinator and a rebuilt offensive line raise questions, but the Ravens get the benefit of the doubt for now because of Harbaugh, reigning MVP Lamar Jackson, and how scary running back Derrick Henry still is. The preseason death of offensive line coach Joe D'Alessandris cast a pall over preparations last month.
As it should. That makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see some of the stuff that they can do with Lamar and Derrick Henry.
Old school power option stuff. You're thinking like high school. They could run the veer.
They sure could.
Yep, they could.
There's just all sorts of stuff you can do.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.